opened her eyes tiredly, got out of bed, and walked over to the open window, barefoot. Then she saw the culprits. It was the windmills. Yesterday, Bibi and her father had bought 20 of them and stuck them into the ground all over the garden. Not just for fun, mind you. They had done it because of the mole, who had been causing havoc on the Blocksbergs' lawn for days. Bibi found the little hills that the mole made all over the lawn really cute, but she could do nothing to convince her parents that the little mounds of earth were attractive. So without further ado, her father had decided to drive the mole away with the sound of the little wooden wind chimes. He'd read in the newspaper that it was the most effective method, provided that there was wind, of course. And it was windy that Sunday morning. Very windy. And the result was a non-stop rattle, rattle, rattle. From the window, Bibi couldn't see whether the mole had already left. But one thing was sure. With that noise out there, she couldn't stay in bed for another minute. "Well, good morning. I thought you wanted to sleep in today," Barbara Blocksberg greeted her daughter from the breakfast table.
So did I," Bibi yawned.
She poured herself a mug of steaming cocoa and explained that the noise from the wind chimes had driven her out of her bed.
"Ha ha ha! We had the same problem," Bernard Blocksberg laughed, emerging from behind his newspaper.
"I'm beginning to think those wind chimes drive away people rather than moles," Barbara said. She told Bibi that despite all the noise, the mole had already pushed up 2 new molehills in the flower bed. "Maybe it would be better to try to drive him off with the smell of garlic instead," she suggested. She had recently read something about that in a gardening magazine. Then something remarkable happened. Bernard folded his newspaper and looked first at Barbara, then at Bibi, with a very serious expression.
"Wouldn't it be easier just to cast a spell to make him go away? Maybe to the big meadow in Newtown or somewhere else where he wouldn't bother us," he said.
"Excuse me? What? Of course that would be easier." But Bibi was amazed to hear those words coming from her father, and her mother was even more surprised. Normally, Bernhard was strictly against magic of any kind in the Blocksberg house and garden. He insisted that all of the tasks must be done absolutely normally.
"Wow, Bernard, that's new. When did you start encouraging us to do magic?" asked Barbara in astonishment.
Bernard looked at the clock and replied very matter-of-factly, "I started exactly 2 minutes ago, but I deeply regret not having started to encourage your magic a long time ago."
Bibi and Barbara looked at Bernard in amazement. Was he joking?
Bibi and her mother could detect no winks and no telling smiles on Bernard's face.
"No problem, Daddy. If you want me to, I'll cast a spell to get rid of the mole. You just need to find out which part of the garden he's in so that I can get him with my magic," Bibi offered.
"Done," Bernard said, and went straight out into the garden to try and detect exactly where the mole was burrowing.
"May I look for a suitable spell in your witch book?" Bibi asked her mother, already heading towards the stairs to go up to the witch's lab.
But Barbara stopped her. "Bibi, wait. Maybe it would be better if you took it easy a little while longer and left the magic to me," she said in concern. Bibi had just recovered from a nasty young witch's disease. For 2 whole weeks, she'd seen creepy black spiders flickering before her eyes every time she'd cast a spell.
"But I've been well again for ages," Bibi protested, explaining that she really wanted to cast the spell herself.
"Well, then you have to take a dose of the witch power juice just before you start," Barbara said firmly. The little witch had nothing against that. Bibi loved the juice that Barbara brewed from lots of different witch herbs. It didn't only give her power, it was also very tasty indeed. Quite unlike the witch juice that Aunt Manya or Wonder brewed, it didn't taste like mud and toad slime. No, it tasted like exotic fruit.